Meredith, Cynthia, Dick, hello, hello, welcome back. So you may have heard that there's some turmoil going around the political debate schedule this fall. In the 2nd District, Republican Bruce Poliquin now says, as of this afternoon, he never said he would not take part in an MPBN debate. We had reported last night that he indicated through emails that he would not. He says we were mistaken. Governor LePage, however, has said clearly he will not take part, although he will take part in a few televised debates on some of the other networks. Mike Misha, the Democratic challenger, has said if LePage is out of a debate, he's out. He doesn't want to go up against Elliot Cutler alone. Dick, we'll start with you. Is this a trend in modern politics where politicians pick and choose, I guess, where they want to debate based on what helps them or hurts them?
Well, what I want to say to all of these people, Keith, is you're running for public office, for gosh sakes. You know, first, have a little courage and conviction in your message to put yourself out there. Second, this is a democracy, and it's really your responsibility as a candidate running for public office to be out there debating and discussing the issues. And third, and I you know, this is a comment on democracy more broadly, but you know, if after being out there the voters decide you're not the right person, that's okay. That's the way democracy is supposed to work. But to be I'm going to call it hiding behind professional marketing informed by political consultants and pollsters, it's just not the way democracy should work.
Meredith, we've heard, though, from political scientists and pundits who say, hey, it's all about winning. You can't change the world unless you win. And to win, you've got to only focus on events and debates that help you and certainly don't expose you to trouble.
Right. So what we've got here is I sort of echo personally, I echo Dick's comments completely. However, we do have this very orchestrated world now for our campaigns. And so the role of strategy and positioning and all, and now with the digital world, with everything being so instant out there, it's almost become every day in just regular communications has become a debate in its sense. And so you have feedback back and forth between candidates on a daily basis, filtered somewhat through the news media. That's made sort of it's kind of softened the need for a lot of debate. So and then there's the extreme. I think we saw this in the last presidential elections where there really was too many debates, especially certainly amongst the Republican candidates. They went on a tour for a year. So, you know, we certainly don't need debates, you know, every day all over the state. But certainly they are running for public office. And I think there's a good level of being sure that they are exposed and cover the geographic state of Maine.
Cynthia, Mike Misha had said, well, you know, if LePage isn't going to run, I'm not going to run. The conventional wisdom, I guess, if we're all political strategists is, well, that's because Misha has a lead and it's his to lose. And therefore, why take the risk?
That is the traditional wisdom, and Mike Misha does have a lead. And the reason why Mike Misha doesn't want to get on the debate stage with Elliot Cutler alone is because that lifts the candidacy of Elliot Cutler, who, in the Misha campaign's perspective, is not a legitimate candidate as of yet. He hasn't reached a certain threshold of electability in terms of the polls. He's, you know, why should Mike Misha do that? There's no reason to do it. It's not in his best interests, and there's no law or requirement that suggests he's obligated in any way to do it.
For the record, our criteria has always been if you're on the ballot and collected the signatures, you're a legitimate candidate.
Right. And not. I just would point out that in 2012, everybody who was on the ballot, there were 6 U.S. Senate candidates, including one that got 5,000 votes overall who had to share the stage. And it doesn't make for a debate when there's that many candidates.
I would disagree. I believe that everyone has a right to run for public office. And if you go through the process to have your name on the ballot, you're a candidate and you have a right to be out there sharing your views as part of the system. That's evaluating people.
Well, you might have a right to share your views. It doesn't mean everybody who wants to hold a debate has to host everyone who happens to be on the ballot. I mean, every organization that has a debate should be able to set the parameters of the debate. And if they want to have all the candidates, that's great. But if they want to have a certain eligibility requirement or threshold of you know, how you get in, that seems fair too.
Well, let's get through the first threshold first and have some debates.
Well, we can debate the debates. but politically, does this hurt any of the candidates, or do voters just forget about this come election day?
Oh, I think that it's definitely a factor. And I think it's a factor in showing the character of the candidates is the way that this conversation, if you will, is handled. If it truly becomes so that the candidates, if any of them choose to really, really, truly not participate in but one or two debates, I think that will that's a message of either they're trying to protect their status or, in fact, be careful that no other or no errors are committed. It would seem very too calculated.
All right, Dick, Cynthia, Meredith, we'll see you next week.